Blog Talk Radio.
Only this is always yet without doubt, is very important to us. It has much in a little, and it is also acceptable no further than it is used with understanding and without being neatly repeated. But the petitions are six petitions. The first three relates more expressively to God and his honor. And the last three of that scripture, the model prayer, is for our own concern, both temporal and spiritual. This prayer teaches us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and that of all other things shall be added. And after things of God's glory, God's kingdom, and his will, we pray for the needful support and comfort of life. Every word here has a lesson in it. We are to ask for bread that teaches us sobriety and temperance. We ask for bread not for what we do not need, but we ask for our bread that teaches us honesty and industry. We do not ask for the bread of others, not the bread of deceit, according to Proverbs 20:17, nor the bread of idleness, Proverbs 31:27, but the bread honestly given. We ask for our daily bread, which teaches us constantly divine providence. We beg of God to give it to us, not sell it, nor lend it, but give it. The greatest of men must be beholden to the mercies of God for their daily bread. And we pray, give it to us. This teaches us a compassion for the poor. Also, that we ought to pray with our families. We pray that God will give us this day, which teaches us to renew the desires of our souls towards God as he wants our bodies are renewed. And as the day comes, we must pray to our Heavenly Father and ask our Heavenly Father to reckon we could as well go a day without food as without prayer. As we come, we pray to our Heavenly Father, for he supplies all of our needs, spiritually and in the natural. So we are taught to hate and dread sin while we hope for mercy, to distrust ourselves, to rely on the providence and of the grace of God to keep us from it, to be prepared to resist their tempter and not to become tempters of others. Here's a promise, my beloved. If you forgive, your Heavenly Father will also forgive. I'm going to say that again. If you forgive, your Heavenly Father will also forgive. And we must forgive as we hope to be forgiven. Those who desire to find mercy with God must show mercy to their brethren. Christ came to the world as the great peacemaker, not only to reconcile, but to reconcile us to God, but one to another. So, my beloved, I challenge you as a peacemaker. The Bible says that if we resist the devil, he shall flee. But if we walk in the spirit of peace, which is the fruit of the spirit, that we will be peacemakers. worship. So as you go today to your job, to school, to wherever you have to go, I pray that you walk according in peace today that the Lord has made. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Oh, yeah. My soul has escaped the snare of the fowler. I rise up on eagle wings for the great unknown. The cares of this weary life are now far behind me. I'm up above the shadows. I know where I belong. And I'm living now. About this truth, I know how Jesus died to save me, and he gave me peace of mind. Mercy now surrounds me, and I'm drafted in the vine, and I'm living now.
Father will forgive us, but if we do not forgive, our Father will not forgive us. So, my beloved, the benefits of forgiving is that your soul changed. So perhaps,
our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done with love. Though I may speak well to you, that could become of nothing. Though I have many gifts to share with you, they could all mean nothing. Although I understand and know all that there is to know about you, well, I can even feed the poor and give until there is no more. That could be nothing. So we gotta pray for love. Let us pray for love. Suffer long and to be kind, to never envy or brag, choosing never to be puffed up in yourself. Imagine never acting unseemly, never selfish or touchy, never fretful or resentful, and never easy to ignore wrong done to me. Oh, how we need love. Teach us how to protect us from man, because we need more love. Oh, how we need love. And the ceremony is the more. Thank you.
Yes, we need more love. The opposite of love is hate. But the great thing about it, the benefits of forgiving, you need to understand, my brother and Jesus and sisters, when Jesus taught everything in the scriptures about understanding the fundamentals of forgiveness, well, if your brother or sister sins, the Bible says in Matthew 18:15 says, go and point out their fault between the two of you. And if they listen to you, you have won them over. You have won them into the kingdom. It's not about you. My friend would say, boo-boo, it's about winning others over into the kingdom. The Bible says that every human soul has a right to be free from hate. And we claim our rightful inheritance when we forgive people who hurt us deeply. One writer said that it makes a commitment, that makes a commitment to yourself to do what you have to do better. Forgiveness is for you and not for anyone else. Therapeutically, many suffer from depression, from physical sickness. My mentor, Dr. Maya Williams, who passed in 2014, she stated to me that she had cancer and three times, and each time she recognized that it had to do with her unforgiveness. And many times she was really perturbed about me not following her instructions. However, it didn't have anything to do with my and me not following. It was her, dealing with herself. So at my father's funeral, she came to me and shared to me and said, Evangelist, I got it now. She said, if there's nothing that I've learned in this life, I learn more about what it means to love. And God used my life to give her that revelation. Because the more we had our differences, I continue to remain to love her, and she continued to remain to love me despite our differences. So, my beloved, today I close with this thought. Learn how to forgive. Let this be your task for this week. If you can master the royal law of loving thy neighbor as thyself, you have fulfilled destiny. So, walk peace. Walk in peace.
You know, it's amazing how we try to get God to bless us in a roundabout way. And when I say roundabout way, meaning, go the opposite direction of blessings and pleasing God to get the right blessing. But imagine God responding to that.
Against this stuff, because you are
you know you tried to get to me with your senseless charm, yet you look so alarmed as I walked alone. Somehow in awesome wonder, you had to know why I did not respond to your carrying on. So instead of that, God says,
Special.